Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. Are you out to dinner?
Yes, I'm at the British Embassy.
Oh, boy. I want to tell you that tomorrow I thought you should do a rather brief thing on Pompidou, and of course, you raise the curtain a little on the Paris thing. Not much, you know?
Right.
And then, because that is sent up so that I can brief on Thursday morning with a bipartisan group, right?
Right.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Right. The other thing is that with regard to Mao, you know, that is quite significant, don't you think?
Oh, I think that's of enormous significance, Mr. President.
The other thing I was going to say, though, that...
Because it means that they think they're going to deal with you for the foreseeable future.
The other thing is, do you think that, that we should get in... Well, we can't do it before you leave, but if you could get a message to the ambassador here that we think it's very important for Shuanlai to come to the UN, or do you want to wait till August?
I've done that, Mr. President.
You have?
I did that. I'm deliberately doing that in response.
Yeah, you see, it's going to look rather strange if I go running to China if he doesn't come here.
No, I've already done that.
How'd you do it?
I said I had already extended an invitation at your suggestion a few months ago.
Yeah, I know, but
I repeated it, and I said we can do it in one of two ways, either to go to the UN, or better yet, just come to Washington on a boot on a...
Now, what he should do is to come to the UN and then drop down here, and we'll give him a nice dinner, you know, without the head of state thing, but it'll be, you know, everything except the drill.
Right. Well, I told him we could handle it either way.
And he's going to forward that to them, huh?
And he said, well, he didn't turn it down. You know, in the past, they said they could never do it as long as the PR, at the...
Yeah, I know.
He said, well, he's very busy, and you look at his calendar. And...
Well, in view of the Mao thing, you see, the Mao thing has to be significant because if it came from Shuanlai, that'd be one thing, but coming from Mao...
From both. It was a joint invitation.
Right.
And I don't know whether you noticed, Mr. President, when he came, that he said to you, Mr. and Mrs. Mao.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that was very significant, considering her role in the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah, and as a member of the Central Committee.
And of the Politburo.
Politburo, I meant, yeah. Yeah.
So I thought it was an extremely significant event.
Yeah.
And also that they answered you within 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you only saw him last Wednesday.
Right, right.
And they also gave us a rather good message on Cambodia.
Oh, did they?
Yes, but we mustn't refer to that in any sense. But
No, because they can't get caught at it, I know.
And also, we must be very careful what we say to the bipartisan leaders. I'll send you...
I'm not going to say a word to the bipartisan leaders, and I'm going to let you talk about that.
No, I mean on Thursday.
On Thursday? Oh, yes, I'll be very careful. Yeah. Give me just some talking points, and I'll just fudge that, believe me.
Actually, the way it's working out, Mr. President, is that in terms of timing, you're seeing them at 8:30?
Right.
Well, that will work out fine. That will be just the time that the meeting in Paris breaks up, where we will probably be able to announce that we've concluded an agreement.
Right.
Then the actual text will be released later in the afternoon.
So I can tell the leaders a little in advance.
Just give them a slight feel for it.
Right.
But you don't have to give the full details, which is better.
Right, that's right.
You can give them enough of a sense of it.
I'll say there's going to be an announcement in Paris. I just want to give you a feel of it.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But at any rate, it gives you the advance announcement.
Good. Okay, how's Cromer?
Fine, and he made a very good toast for you.
Yeah.
How they count on you. I was the guest of honor, and he used that as a peroration on your foreign policy. And Senator Talmadge is here, and Long didn't need it.
It's all right. Good for Talmadge to hear it. He's a good man.
And it really went very well. Over the weekend, I worked on Danny Kaye and on the Israeli ambassador, and Haig tells me that they really came through for us at a...
Yeah, at a dinner, yes?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well...
I think actually the mood is turning.
It could be. I think it may be, actually, you know, all this crap over the weekend,
That's what I think, Mr. President.
Right. That is, people are getting a little bit disturbed about, you know, these sort of...
Mr. President, the Chinese didn't have to come back to you in 3 days.
No.
That was a tremendous hope.
Well, Pompidou didn't have to agree with us either.
And Pompidou didn't have to agree with us.
That's right.
So I think President visit will be doing positive things.
Right. Well, we'll be doing it during the visit.
That's what I meant during.
Right.
As soon as he gets here.
Right. And then from the moment you get back from Paris, let's start building that damn visit up.
Absolutely.
Okay. You'll be back Friday?
I'll be back Friday night or Saturday.
All right. Fine, Henry.
Right.
Bye.
Mr. President.